Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is not just Wednesday, it is Ash Wednesday. This is the beginning of our 40 days of fasting and prayer. Let's look at that a little bit because it takes some preparation for us. Really, this isn't just the day you receive ashes on your forehead as a sign of repentance, as a willingness to follow God more. But we can so easily forget it. Oh, Ash Wednesday was, you know, a long time ago. And we fall back into our old ruts. Have you decided in these next 40 days what is the one thing that either the Lord wants you to give up or that the Lord wants you to take on? Or both. One thing to get rid of in your life, and one thing to grow in your life with God. Ask the Lord that. Lord, what would you have me do? It doesn't mean that he's going to come out of the sky, the scroll come down, but you'll have a thought in your heart. Look around you. What would be best for me? What would open the door for me to draw closer to the Lord and to be more his servant in a world that badly needs it? Our country is in great difficulty, frankly. From my perspective, and our country is in great difficulty in many ways, but it's particularly difficult in the care of our country and the direction of our country and the willingness for us to give our lives to the Lord. Look what he's done for us. We could be, you know, little nobodies living under a tree or something like that, and we're not. We have a city. We have a town, we have a home, we have a place. Many of us have good families, but some of us don't. Some of us are in difficulty. Some of us are very alone. But no matter what our circumstances are, what's important is that we ask the Lord, Lord, what would you want me to do? Or what would you want me to change? How can I bring you into my life more? What can I do? Just ask God that and don't expect immediate answer of a scroll coming down from heaven. Just ask the Lord that. Say, Lord, show me. And quietly over the next days, he will. And when he does, let me know. I want to hear from you. Let me know how God revealed himself to you. We pray, grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting, this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And the first readings from the book of the prophet Joel. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. With your whole heart. Notice that. With fasting and weeping and mourning. Mourn over your sins. That's not wrong. Ask God's forgiveness again and again. Thank him for the forgiveness he has given you. Have you changed? Are you growing closer to him? The reading tells us, come with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments. In other words, don't put on a big show, which the early Christians may have done. Don't put on a big show. Rend your heart. That's where the change happens. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. Perhaps he will again relent and leave behind him a blessing, offerings and oblations for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare, O Lord, your people. Make not your heritage a reproach with the nations ruling over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? And then the Lord, he heard that, and he was stirred to concern for his land and took pity on his people. we as a people ought to be bowing before the Lord and asking forgiveness. We who live in probably one of the best countries in the world. But are we giving ourselves over to lying or over to criticizing, over to anger and bitterness? Or are we living a life in accord with what God has asked of us? So we want to take on these 40 days of fast to change our hearts, not our neighbor's heart. God will take care of that. Change your heart. Then the Lord was stirred to concern for his land and took pity on his people. If you want to follow him, draw close to him. Say, Lord, what's the one thing that I could do or should do during this Lent? What is it you're asking of me? Just ask him like that and say, please show me. I don't know how to hear you. It'll come through circumstances, or you may already know. Whatever it is, just offer it to the Lord. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Psalm 51 tells us this over and over. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt and of my sin. Cleanse me, for I acknowledge my offense. My sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit, willing to do God's will, desiring to do God's will, putting God's will first. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. It's a wonderful psalm to pray, especially during Lent. It's a wonderful psalm. Put it into practice. God's offering it to you. And then we read from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 20 to chapter 6, verse 2. Brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Working together then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I heard you, on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Brothers and sisters, I want to see you all, and I pray for myself too. I want to see us all together in heaven, where there'll be no mourning, no more weeping, no more pain, no more difficulty anymore, for all of that will be past, and we will be with the Lord. I want to see you there. Maybe we could have a little banner in a corner that says, those who listen to Food for the Journey, but that's only as a signpost, not as an advertisement. But just, I would just love to be with you all before the throne of God in heaven. Wherever you are, whatever country you're in right now, let's do what God asks us during this Lenten season. Let's really open our hearts to him. Let's put aside those things we know are wrong. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, and then 16 and 18, Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward already. They have the praises of people. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. That's a very, very powerful gospel. I really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to make this gospel a particular part of your, at least weekly. Go over the words of this gospel and put them to practice in your own life. Keep what you do quiet. Don't go out with a trumpet saying, I'm really a good Christian, or I'm really a good Catholic. I went to Mass twice today. No. It's fine if you want to go to Mass, but not so that others will see you. What we want is to draw closer to the Lord. So ask the Lord, if you haven't already, ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? What would you have me do? Because, brothers and sisters, God wants to draw each of us closer to him, and he knows what it is that keeps us apart from him in any way. So let us listen to this little short section of this writing by Pope Benedict when he was the Pope until 2013. And he wrote this: on this day, marked by the austere symbol of ashes, we enter the season of Lent, beginning a spiritual journey that prepares us for celebrating worthily the Easter mysteries. The blessed ashes imposed upon our forehead are a sign that reminds us of our condition as creatures, that invites us to repent and to intensify our commitment to convert, to follow the Lord ever more closely. Lent is a journey. It means accompanying Jesus who goes up to Jerusalem, the place of the fulfillment of his mystery of the passion, death, and resurrection. It reminds us that Christian life is a way to take, not so much consistent with a law to observe as with the very person of Christ, but we want to encounter, to welcome, and to follow. It is above all in the Holy Liturgy, by participating in the Holy Mysteries, that we are led to make this journey with the Lord. It means learning at the school of Jesus, reviewing the events that brought salvation to us, but not as a mere commemoration or remembrance of past events, but in the liturgical actions, Christ makes himself present through the power of the Holy Spirit, and these saving events become real. There is a key word that recurs frequently in the liturgy to indicate this, the word today. And it should be understood in its original and practical rather than metaphorical sense. Today, God reveals his law, and we are granted to choose today between good and evil, between life and death. Today, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Oh, brothers and sisters, let us pray for one another. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.